Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. I'm going to bring in my pal Joe Concha, media and politics columnist for The Hill and Fox News contributor and author of the very good book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency and How to Return America to Greatness, which I believe we can, Joe Concha. Talk to me. Let's see. You were on the show the day before. You were on the TV show the day before Bob Kennedy Jr. announced.
Actually, it was the day after because we discussed how I could not get over the fact that Joe Biden doesn't have one third of support of those who voted for him in 2020. All right, because 14% goes to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 5% goes somehow to Marianne Williamson, and then the rest goes to a player to be named later. In other words, anybody but Biden. This isn't like Republicans saying this independence. These are people that voted for Biden, and one-third of them don't want him to run again. It's remarkable, considering this is the guy who apparently got 81 million votes.
Yeah, you're right. You were on. That's correct. You know, I don't know if you saw the Wall Street Journal editorial, Biden's second-term mistake. Age is only one of the reasons the president shouldn't run again. I mean, I don't know if he's going to make it through the first term. Whether you like him or not, you can see his frailties and infirmities growing.
Yeah.
And then you've got Kamala Harris. I mean, really, do we want Kamala Harris? I don't think so. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be proven wrong about that. But here's one thing they're saying, Joe Concha. Enemies size up leaders as much as they do nations when they make their calculations to seize territory or seek other strategic advantages. There's a strong case to believe that Vladimir Putin decided to invade Ukraine in part because he judged that Biden lacked the determination to resist after the retreat in Afghanistan. And, you know, with the these leaders, Xi and Putin, I mean, these are killers, right?
Oh, yeah.
They look at Biden and, you know, they see a weak guy. I mean, they see a frail guy. All right. Again, whether you like Biden's philosophy or not, he's in lousy shape. How the hell is he going to get through a second term? He shouldn't even run.
Age is certainly a huge factor. We see it. We see his schedule every day where he has maybe one event early afternoon. Sometimes they call a lid at 9 a.m. He's away every single weekend, and it's never your standard weekend like most people have. It's leave early on Friday, come back on Monday. And you know, people want to see a president who at least puts forth an effort, one that works, and he doesn't because he doesn't have the physical ability to do this anymore, right? And here's the thing, though. The age argument is only so much of this equation. He has always been incompetent, Larry. I know this because I researched his entire life and all the decisions that he's made over the years. And if you remember, his defense secretary in the Obama-Biden administration, his name was Robert Gates. And Gates said publicly, while Biden was still vice president, that Joe Biden has never been right about any major foreign policy decision throughout his entire career. Okay.
Yep.
So between the fact that, yes, he looks weak and he looks frail, and there's a reason why Vladimir Putin didn't go into Ukraine from 2017 until 2021 when Donald Trump was in office because he saw a strong leader there. He saw what happened in Afghanistan, as you said, where we allowed the Taliban to handle our exit. We didn't secure our own airfield so we can do it on our own. I mean, the decisions are incredible. And then Biden actually has the temerity to say that, well, I had to stick to Donald Trump's peace agreement that he drew up. No, you didn't. You reversed every single policy this guy had in the first 100 days. But, oh, that one you had to stick to, right? So what can you say, Larry? I mean, every decision he makes when it comes to economy, inflation, he spends more and more money and thinks that's going to lower inflation. Here it is, still above 6%. And then on crime, same thing. You would think he would denounce district attorneys like Alvin Bragg and the clown in Chicago and saying, why are you guys moving all of these felonies down to misdemeanors? Doesn't say a word about that. Doesn't back the blue the way he should. And obviously the border, which is a crisis. No, it's a catastrophe. What's going on there, where nearly 200 people on the terror watch list have been arrested. Those are the ones we know about. And forget about all the fentanyl coming in as well. So I could go on and on and on as far as Joe Biden, and yes, he should not be in the Oval Office until age 86. And that's what would happen if he won a second term. And that's an unthinkable prospect. But throughout his entire life, he has shown there's a reason why he shouldn't be president, because he's wrong basically about every instinct he has. He's like George Costanza. Go opposite day, Mr. Biden. Do the opposite and it will be right. Believe me.
George Costanza. That's great. I get it. No. I mean, I'm culturally impoverished, but I got that. Joe Concha, what does the Bob Kennedy entrance with his 14%, does that open the door finally to other Democratic candidates, you think?
I would hope so, because Joe Biden clearly is vulnerable here, and there is an appetite within that party not to have him run again for all the reasons that I just mentioned. So if Kennedy can get 14%, what can Joe Manchin get, I wonder, if he announced and went in? And I know you'd love to see him run.
Yeah,
there's definitely a lane for him as far as, you know, the old blue dog moderate Democrats who just want sanity back in some way, shape or form. If Gavin Newsom were to jump in, I think that would be very problematic for Biden, which, again, let me be clear to the audience. If the bumper sticker is "Make America Like California," that's not going to win, I don't think, ultimately in the general, considering how poorly that state is run. I mean, U-Haul has the stats, right? More people are leaving California than any state in the country, and they're going to, coincidentally enough, Florida and Texas, which are run by Republican governors. So, but I think still Newsom can get a lot of support within that party because, boy, that hair looks good, and boy, he could give a good speech, and boy, he's progressive, so... Yeah, I think it could be a problem. But Democrats have shown, forget about the outliers like Kennedy and Marianne Williamson, they usually stick together for the most part. And that would really take some major cajones, for lack of a better term, because it's a G-rated show, for like a Newsom or a Manchin to jump in. Even though Manchin probably feels pretty – it doesn't feel like he recognizes this party anymore, right? It's not your daddy's donkeys. So I can see Manchin jumping in. I just wonder if that would be enough to – pose like a Ted Kennedy kind of threat, like he did in 1980 to Jimmy Carter.
We could be an R-rated show.
Oh, good.
I got to ask Kevin here. He's shaking his head. No, we're G-rated. You're right.
Kevin, shut the front door.
I'm going to stay with G. The other one I'm waiting to hear from is Pritzker, governor of Illinois. Again, he's a super progressive guy, but, you know, he's very ambitious. Everybody tells me he's dying to run, and he's a very rich guy. He's self-financed.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he hasn't made more noise. Look, Joe Manchin, I like Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin broke my heart when he voted for the misnamed Inflation Reduction Act. Yeah. But Joe is an old-fashioned, you're right, Blue Dog Democrat. I mean, that would be a lot of fun. And he would get, I will bet you right off, if Bobby Kennedy's got 14%, I'll bet you Joe Manchin would get 25-35% right away.
Easy, right away,
you know?
And he has media savvy, Larry, right? I mean, he does interviews everywhere. He will go on any network, and he can handle those Q&As for the most part. So, yeah, I would love to see that. As for Pritzker in Illinois, he should run to a gym, like, right away. Because, you know, we don't elect fat presidents anymore, right? I mean, let's really think about this. And people say, Donald Trump's a little overweight. Trump wore clothes well that hides it for the most part. But Pritzker, I mean, that guy looks like he's about to go into his third trimester. And again, it's the same thing as California, by the way. Okay, so Make America Illinois? I mean, look what's happening in Chicago.
No, I know.
It's insane. So I don't know what record these guys run on. I guess the goal is just to show who could be the most progressive, right? Who could be the most woke. Does that win a general? Does that win you votes in the key states that matter? And let's face it, Larry, elections come down to six states at this point. All the other 44, forget about them, okay? Mm. It comes down to Florida, comes down to Georgia, comes down to Arizona, comes down to Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Yeah, I can't even put Ohio in there anymore because Ohio's like turned red at this point. Even Florida, for that matter, take them off the map, right? Maybe like throw North Carolina
too. It's I tend to think you're right. What about is the argument that Charlie Hurt made last night on the show that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. may become the anti-war candidate, and that could be a problem for Joe Biden, even in the Democratic Party?
I heard Charlie say that, and it's a good point. I just wonder, are Americans really engaged as far as this Russia-Ukraine war at this point? It seems like there's an apathy around it. It's ongoing. It's been going on now for 16 months, but I rarely hear anything about it anymore because it's at such a stalemate. No one's advancing anywhere. The Russians just keep throwing bodies at the problem. Putin doesn't care. And Ukraine has better weapons than they do, so they kind of just are holding territory, particularly in the East, and nothing's happening. So I wonder if that is really something that's top of mind for the American people because we American troops aren't dying there. So will it be an issue? Yes. Can anti-war get him up into that 25-30%? I'm not sure. I just find it funny that, you know, the two top candidates on the Democratic side are named Biden and Kennedy.
Yeah.
I thought they're supposed to be progressive and young, and nope, all the same names. Hillary should just run at this point. Why not?
No, I can't take that.
I know you can't take that.
I just could not.
But what would she generate? As
constitutionally,
far as
I could not take that. In fact, I don't think the country could take it either. But it is interesting to me that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. jumps in and gets his 14%. Very, very interesting, just out of the blue. And I think that tells you something, that the Democrats, they're looking around. Democratic Party's looking around. Anyway, Joe Concha, the name of the book, incidentally, come on, man. The truth about Biden's no good, horrible, very bad presidency. Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it.
Love folks, a good take. Show. Thank you.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.